If I could, I'd protect you from the sadness in your eyes. Give you courage in a world of compromise. Yes, I would. If I could, I would teach you all the things I've never learned. And I'd help you cross the bridges that I've burned. Yes, I would. If I could, I would try to shield your innocence from time. But the part of life I gave you isn't mine. I'll watch you grow so I can let you go. If I could, I'd help you make it through the hungry years. But I know that I can never cry your tears. Oh, but I would if I could. If I could, in a time and place where you don't want to be, you don't have to walk along this road with me. My yesterdays won't have to be your way. If I knew, I'd try to change the world I brought you to. Now there isn't much more that I can do, but I would if I could.
Debbie Duncan, thank you. Good morning and welcome. And we certainly welcome those that are live streaming with us today. We especially welcome you here today. Happy Mother's Day. The response to me is Happy Mother's Day. Okay, let's try it again. Happy Mother's Day. Yes, yes, yes. You know, because we're all mothers, right? We'll talk about it a little bit in the lesson, okay? I also want to just thank our women's group today for the support services they're offering. Many of them are ushering and greeting, and so we really thank our women's group. It's such a vital part of our ministry here. Also, notice that insert in your bulletin. Mike Olbstadt has a great workshop coming up on divine order. I promise you, you'll walk out of there. That's tomorrow night. You'll walk out of there with a clearer understanding that divine order is always in the cause and not the effect. So by all means, come and attend that workshop. Then the second thing on that insert is planting unity together. Did you notice the stores yesterday? Everybody was selling every plant under the sun. So it was amazing to me. But today through next Sunday, leave your donated plants on the upper patio. Pick up a flyer in the garden court for a list of desired plants. Join the team on Saturday, May the 24th, that's this Saturday, for Planting Unity Together. And then on Sunday, the 25th, any leftover plants will be offered to the congregation on a love offering basis, funds going to the garden team. If you're shopping for plants for your home or for your garden, if you select, I believe it's called Marlborgs this week, there's a flyer out there, you present this flyer, whatever you purchase there, 10% of that will come to Unity Christ Church. Church garden team. Also notice that Unity in the Bible begins this Tuesday, May the 20th, taught by our newest reverend here, Reverend Jeanette Bonin. Sign up in the garden court. YOU Recycling Fundraiser, on the flip side of that insert, tells you that it's next Sunday, May the 18th. These are some items that are acceptable. Bring them in. It benefits you. You practice the spiritual law of circulation, and our YOU benefits as well. Also, today our women's group is sponsoring a book signing of Cher Lindbergh's new book, Treasure Your Life. Cher is a member of our women's group, and profits from today's signing benefits our women's group. Saturday, May the 17th at 3 p.m., it's not too late to sign up for a wonderful outing called the Church Basement Ladies, The Last Potluck. It's very appropriate that this is being sponsored by our hospitality team. So come and be a part of that in the garden court. Also, next Sunday, May the 18th, is our quarterly town hall meeting at 1 p.m. in the Fillmore Room. Come and find out what's going on, some of the things that's happening, some of the dreams for this year as well at Unity Christ Church. Also, that midweek uplift service, the 3V service, is Wednesday evening at 6:50. You can always find out what's going on here at unitychristchurch.org. Sign up for our electronic email blast, our peak of the week. Check our flyers out in the garden court as well. We have a wonderful guest today who's really not a guest at all. This is their home in so many ways. But our speaker today is Robin Nelson, and she became a member of Unity in 2000. She was the youth and family the ministry director of Unity Christ Church twice. Most recently, from 2007 to 2009, she and I worked together for a couple of years. And she lives in Louisville, Kentucky, with her husband, Reverend Ray Nelson, who is the senior minister at Unity of Louisville, formerly the associate minister here at Unity Christ Church. Robin has been involved in their church in many different ways the short time that they've been there. She's established the Prayer Shawl Ministry. She's involved in the Unity Prayer Chaplains there, youth and family ministry as well, and often does meditations on the platform on Sunday morning. Robin works in the social services field for a program called Safe Exchange, where she is able to use her degree in psychology. Robin and Ray are the proud parents of 6 F-Flex ducks who live in and around the pond in their backyard. But Robin is also the mother of more than just ducks, okay? She is the mother of 2 daughters, 2 son-in-laws, 5 grandchildren, and 1 heart adopted daughter. I was truly blessed when I came here in 2006 that Robin Nelson was the board president. And I was looking at my contract the other day, and guess whose signature is on the top of that contract? That would be Robin Nelson. Sometimes I'm so grateful, and other times I'm like, what have I done here? You know, so, but we truly, would you give a wonderful, warm welcome to Robin Nelson and Reverend Ray Nelson. I had a couple of guests that's been here for the second time in a row, and they said, do you ever speak? And I said, not today. I'm so grateful that Reverend Robin is here today to speak with us. So how you doing? Of course you are. Let's go to prayer. Let's go within our hearts and with our minds where we know and we feel God's love. Let's take that deep breath, breathing in the breath of God. Grateful for this beautiful Mother's Day. We're grateful for mothers and for the difference that they've made in our lives. We're grateful for the love of mothers. Today, we're truly grateful for the divine feminine that is within each and every one of us. And we give thanks that each and every one of us can give expression to the divine feminine. And for that, we're truly grateful. So it is with great joy that together we say, thank you, God. Together, thank you, God. And so it is. Amen. Let's applaud this day. The affirmations are found in your order of service. May we affirm together our mission statement. Together, we are an inclusive and welcoming spiritual community, transforming lives as we celebrate, honor, and affirm the divine presence in every person. And now, our vision statement. Together, we are a vibrant, loving, prosperous spiritual community. We invite all to be partners in the worldwide expansion of spiritual understanding and consciousness. Our Mother's Day affirmation. Together, I bless and celebrate all mothers. Inviting our on-duty Unity Prayer Chaplains to please stand. These individuals arrived early. They held sacred space in this beautiful sanctuary. They're here to hold that sacred space with you, to listen with the ears of their heart, to pray aloud with you, and then to hold what they have heard in the strictest of confidence. So today, if you have a prayer request, by all means, seek out a Unity Prayer Chaplain. Thank you for your service, and you may be seated. Our opening song is O Mother God. The words are in your program. We invite you to please stand.
We're going to do the first verse twice, the second verse twice. Oh, and you know we're going to go back to the first verse because we always do.
Thank you, and please be seated. Unity is a positive path for spiritual living. Unity offers practical teachings that help us to live meaningful, healthy, prosperous lives. Unity is also an open and welcoming, inclusive community. Therefore, one of our favorite things to do each and every Sunday morning is to acknowledge our first-time guests, and as we do this, we remind ourselves that we were first-timers at one time. So today, if you're with us for the first time, we invite you to allow us to honor your presence here today. We invite you, if you would, just to take your courage in your hand and raise your hand as I raise my hand. First-time guest. I knew we had first-time guests. Keep your hands up, please. Keep your hands up, please, until our ushers get to you. That purple packet of information you're receiving tells you a lot about Unity Christ Church. There's also a welcoming CD in that packet. If you choose to fill out any part of the pink card, turn that into our book desk. We have a special gift for you. The rose is a gift from our congregation so that we can easily recognize you and give you a very special welcome. All of that's important, and yet one of the most important things that's said on this platform each and every Sunday morning is this. And that is, my dear friends, wherever you are on your spiritual journey, wherever that may be, you're welcome here. We welcome you, we bless you, and we behold the living presence of the divine within you. Let's appreciate our guest. Of course, we enjoy greeting each other. We do that with a smile, a handshake, a hug, namaste. We ask before we hug. Let's do that right now, okay? So if you do not get a chance to speak with the person you speak with, we invite you for coffee and tea following today's service. Our next song is You Are the Face of God, and this is a stand-up song. So by all means, we invite you to please stand up.
Before we sing, I'm going to just say the lyrics line by line. And Steve, one of our fabulous ASL interpreters, is going to sign the lyrics for you. Because I'd love it if we can do it at the same time, sign and sing. So the words go, you are the face of God. I hold you in my heart. You are a part of me. You are the face of God. It goes like this.
You are the face of God.
You are the face of God. We now move deeper into spirit with the reading of the daily word and the singing of Surely the Presence. As the usher brings down the prayer box, you are invited to mentally add your prayers to the box. Your prayers are then prayed with by our prayer ministry for 7 days, and then they are forwarded to Silent Unity, where they are prayed with for an additional 30 days. The word for today is Mother's Blessing. We affirm, I bless and celebrate all mothers. A mother's love is strong. It protects and comforts, nurtures and forgives. It is uplifting, supportive, and unconditional. A mother's love begins before birth and continues without end. It is an expression of the divine. Today, I honor and appreciate my mother or anyone who may have filled the role of mother in my life. I bring to mind the wisdom she has shared, the stories she has told, and the mannerisms and characteristics that are uniquely hers. I am grateful for all she has given me and given to our family. The greatest thank you I can offer is to share with others the best of what my mother taught me. With gratitude, I bless and celebrate all mothers and the love they share. And scripture tells us in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 8, love never ends. The word for today is Mother's Blessing.
Surely the presence of God is in this place. Let us take now some time to connect with that presence. I invite you to close your eyes to the outer world, if you so desire, and just give yourself permission to step away in consciousness, away from the external reality, and connect with that indwelling presence within. We take a breath. And just let it go. And another. And just relax into your seat and allow yourself to just be comfortable. Using that breath, we connect with our heart space, that divine presence within. And we set an intention this day to connect with that divine energy of the feminine that resides within each of us, that divine feminine presence, that nurturing, comforting, uplifting, and supporting presence. That presence within nurtures others, but also nurtures you. So as we continue to just breathe easily, we connect with that divine presence. We set aside any thoughts or any concerns and just allow ourselves to just rest, to just relax, to just breathe in the silence. Sweet Spirit, for this time of quiet, we give thanks for this opportunity to connect with that deepest part of who we are. For we are divine beings, spiritual beings, having this wondrous human experience. And we take that connection and allow it to gently transform our lives as we go forth this day, open and receptive to that living spirit of truth. We embrace that divine feminine nature that is our birthright, that comforts and nurtures and supports and uplifts all people, including ourselves. We seek to express that divine feminine into the world, creating peace, joy, and love. And it was a great appreciation and thankfulness. We conclude this time of contemplation by saying silently together, thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. And so it is.
Thought you'd like to know all those nights you paced the floor, praying I would make it home all right, believing God that He would someday set me free. Well, He did. Thought you'd like to know. Thought you'd like to know all those prayers you prayed for me. Never one was fell to the ground. I know sometimes it looked like I was a million miles from grace. He answered your prayers. I thought you'd like to know. Mama, I want you to know I love you. Please forgive me for every time I broke your heart. Every prayer you cried for me drew me closer to being free. I want to thank you, and I thought you'd like to know. I thought you'd like to know. I wish I could live my life again. If I could, I would surely make amends. But if I can help my brother a new life to discover, then you know I will. Thought you'd like to know. Mama, I want you to know I love you. Please forgive me for every time I broke your heart. Every tear you cried for me drew me closer to being free. I want to thank you, and I thought you'd like to know.
like you, and I thought you'd like to know.
Thank you, Debbie and Laurie. That's wonderful. Good morning. It is so wonderful to be here, to be back again in this wonderful sanctuary. That was my first experience in Unity. This was the church that I found when I stopped looking, and it was the place where my conscious spiritual journey really got its start and took off. I'd like to take a moment to thank Reverend Pat for giving me the opportunity to be willing to say yes and step very, very far outside of my comfort zone to be here and do the talk today. It was something that I never would have dreamed would happen. And I'd like to thank each one of you for being here today as well. It's lovely to see so many familiar faces, and also lovely to see so many that I don't know as well. In honor of Mother's Day, when I was thinking about what I was going to say, I thought I'd take a brief moment and talk a little bit about the divine feminine. And Charles Fillmore, the co-founder of the Unity Movement, in his book Revealing Word, has this to say about the divine feminine, which he also calls divine motherhood. It is the brooding, nurturing element of divine mind in which spiritual ideas are brought to fruition. It's that part of us that allows us to live out our dreams. But it's also the part of us that exists in each of us, whether we are a man or a woman. We all have the divine feminine. It's that part of us that also nurtures and supports and loves other people. So for everyone in this room who has ever been nurtured by someone, or who has ever nurtured another person, or for anyone in this room who at some time in the future will nurture or be nurtured by someone, happy Mother's Day. I also wanted to talk a little bit about the mothers in the Bible, because as we know, in a teaching like Unity's, the stories about the characters in the Bible are not just stories about characters in the Bible who lived a long time ago. They're also our story, and they can be informative to us as we move through our own journey. And so the first mother that I found really interesting in my walk through those pages was Sarah. Now, Sarah, if you remember from the story in Genesis, was the wife of Abraham and the mother of Isaac. And as the story goes, Sarah gave birth to Isaac when Abraham was 100 years old. Now, Genesis doesn't tell us how old Sarah was, but they do make the implication that Isaac was born to Sarah when she was very far past her normal childbearing years. Metaphysically, what this says to me is that there is no time limit in manifesting our dreams, in manifesting those divine ideas. We're connected to divine mind. We're receiving divine ideas for our entire life. And the only thing that stops us from manifesting those divine ideas at any point in our life is our belief that we're either too old or too young, or, you know, to whatever, fill in the blank, whatever belief it is that you have that keeps you from bringing the creative soul that you are. The next mother that really caught my eye was Elizabeth. Elizabeth was the cousin of Mary and the mother of John the Baptist. And for many people in the reading of the story of the beginning of Jesus' ministry, John the Baptist could be seen as a lesser character. He lived in the wilderness, he wore goat hair clothing, and ate honey and locusts, and baptized people paved the way for the beginning of Jesus' ministry. And Elizabeth, when she was pregnant with John the Baptist, knew that he was not the Messiah, that his role was to pave the way for Jesus. And yet, even knowing that her divine idea was not the idea that was necessarily going to change the world, she brought him forth so that he could fulfill his mission and his purpose. And again, metaphysically, what that says to me is that there is no order of importance in divine ideas. If the idea is yours, then it is yours to manifest. It may not seem like an idea that is going to change the world, but if it changes one life, if it changes your life for the better, it is an idea that needs to be manifested into the world, because every divine idea, every dream is important for the unfoldment of the universe. And as I was thinking about this, two huge examples in my life came to mind of divine ideas that may not have seemed like a huge deal at the time, but have been instrumental in my happiness. One is chocolate. And the other is knitting. So I would imagine that at some point, however many years ago it happened, the person who figured out that you could make chocolate out of that pod from a tree, or the woman who figured out that if you took yarn and needles that you could create fabric, they probably never had a glimmer of an idea all of those, however many hundreds or thousands of years ago, that those ideas would be instrumental in my life. And yet they are. We never know which ideas we have that we manifest are going to be the ideas that lead to and set up and create the space for the idea that will change the world. And of course, we can't talk about mothers in the Bible without talking about Mary, the mother of Jesus, who at a tender young age and as a virgin was told that she was going to have this baby. And after asking how is this possible and being told by the angel how it was possible, she could have said easily, why me? Why now? What? Me? In that time and place where she was living, that would have been a perfectly logical place to go. And yet, she didn't. Mary was willing and just said yes. From Luke chapter 1, verse 38, these are Mary's words. Here I am, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word. Now, we also have the opportunity, when we receive that divine idea that seems like it's so big and so intimidating that there isn't any possible way for us to be able to manifest that, we also have the opportunity to just sit back, breathe, and say yes, be willing. Because when that divine idea comes to you, and if it hasn't yet, it will, if you're willing to say yes, everything that you need in order to take the steps to manifest that dream or that divine idea, you already have, and the way will be shown to you. As Reverend Pat mentioned, back in 2007, I accepted the position here as Youth and Family Ministry Director, and it seemed like a no-brainer at the time. I had done Sunday school before, and so I knew what I was getting into, and then we went through the appreciative inquiry process, for those of you who were here and remember that. And Youth and Family Ministry was one of the initiatives that the congregation decided was important. We wanted to create this new ministry that really, truly was family-oriented, in family in every sense of the word, and it had never been here before. And it was mine to do. And I said, okay, I have no idea. But I was willing to say yes, because it was my job and because it was my dream. And the way was opened. We created a team of people who came together, met weekly, and we brainstormed ideas, and we made plans, and we had fun, and most of the time we ate, which always helps the flow of ideas. And we came up with this family ministry that had never existed in this congregation before. And what I had assumed would be a 3 to 5 year plan of implementation was up and running in 18 months. And I have no idea how, I had no idea how that would happen at the time that I was given that divine idea. But it happened because we were all, as a group, willing to say yes. interesting thing that came out of that process when we were doing these meetings and having these conversations about, you know, creating youth and family ministry, a very good friend of mine, Mr. Tom Aiello, please stand up, let everybody see you. I told him I was going to do this. He was part of that team, and after one of our meetings, we were having a conversation, and it really truly was about the whole idea of the divine feminine being the context that holds the space for divine ideas to grow and flourish. And Tom likened it to the idea of when a gardener plants a garden, if that person that's planting that garden wants those seeds to grow and flourish and be abundant in harvest, the gardener makes sure that those seeds are planted in rich, fertile soil. And then Tom looked at me and lovingly said, "And you're really good dirt." It's the best compliment I have ever received in my entire life. I have remembered it every day since that day, and I work very hard to make sure that I live up to that. And as I look back over my life, I can see that, yes, I have always been good dirt. When I was a child, I held the context for the dreams and the aspirations that my parents had for how my life would unfold. And when I married, I held the context for the vision that my husband had for the way that our life together would play out. And when my beautiful daughters were born, I held the context for those same dreams and aspirations that we as their parents had for them and what would happen in their life. And even in the jobs that I held the context for what my employers expected from me and what I would add to the business that they had hired me to be part of. And I had this unconscious belief that I think may possibly be something that many women of my generation had. I had this unconscious belief that my dreams, my aspirations, my divine ideas needed to be secondary to those ideas and dreams and aspirations of the people around me if I were to be a good daughter and a good wife and a good mother and even a good employee. So I took all of the seeds of my divine ideas and I packed them in this little box. And then I stored them on a shelf way in the back of a closet in the back of my mind. And there they sat for a very long time. And yet, when I was also looking back over my life, I had a good life. I really did. And there was something missing. And what was missing was me. I was an observer holding the context for everyone else's dream. And then, in one shining moment, my life was transformed. But a little background before we get there. The year that I turned 40, which seems to be a kind of a big year for this kind of stuff, I was feeling that divine discontent, that something was missing in my life. I had no idea what it was, but I really wanted to see if I could figure it out. So I did a series of personal growth development transformational leadership courses. There were three of them. And when I got through the first three, I stepped in and started to staff for other people who were going through the same experience to assist them in their process. And I had been doing these workshops and these trainings for probably close to a year when at one point I was invited to step into another workshop. Now, in my memory, this was a one-day Saturday workshop. After the first talk, Reverend Ray very lovingly told me that it actually was 5 days long. I remember one day of it. And at the time that I was invited to do this workshop, you know, me thinking it was just the Saturday, I had to think about whether I wanted to do it or not because I'd been doing this stuff for about a year. And I looked at who the trainer was going to be, who was going to be leading this workshop, and it was a woman who I deeply respected and admired. And when I was told who was going to be staffing this workshop, these were also people that I had known for a while and that I really liked and really respected. And then I started to find out who was participating in the workshop, and it was all these wonderful people who I had had fun with and we had connected on a really good level. And then I looked at what I would be doing on this Saturday if I didn't do this workshop. And it was Saturday, so I would be at my house doing laundry, cleaning my house, and I signed up for the workshop. So the morning of the Saturday morning was wonderful. It was really good. You know, we had some fun. We did some really great experiential processes. I learned a couple of things. I connected with some people that I hadn't seen in a while, and it was great. And then we came back from lunch, and I was invited to stand up on a stage a little bit smaller than this one, and in front of this group of people who were in the room, answer one extremely simple question. Who are you? And of course, there were, you know, two people who were invited up to answer that question before me, so I was watching how they were doing, and they seemed to be struggling with it a little bit. And I was a little concerned because, you know, I have to be the good student and do it right. So while they were going through their process of trying to express who they were, I was making a list of all of my answers in a row, from most important to least important, and I had it down. So when it was my turn to stand up and I was handed the microphone, the trainer stood at the back of the room and she said, "Who are you?" And I was ready. My answer was, "I am the daughter of these people who are my parents." And she said it again, "Who are you?" And it was a little bit louder. And I was ready. I said, "I am the wife of this person who is my husband." And the question came again, a little bit louder, "Who are you?" And again, I had an answer. "I am the mother of these beautiful women who are my children." And then the question came again, only now it wasn't just the trainer who was asking, it was all of the staff as well. And so it was much louder. And the question came, "Who are you?" And I still had an answer. "This is where I work and this is what I do for a living." And again the question came, much louder, "Who are you?" But I still had an answer. "This is where I live, this is where I go to school." And now the entire room of about 50 or 60 people are shouting this question at me over and over and over again, "Who are you?" And I had run out of answers. And then in a moment where the laws of the universe were completely suspended, because every moment before that moment and in every moment after that moment, the trainer who was leading this training was several inches shorter than me. But in that moment, when she stood next to me on the stage, we were nose to nose. And she was looking me straight in the eyes. And she said to me, "You can't get there from here." And I could feel inside of me that there was something that wanted to come forth. I had a few really terrifying moments when I thought it was lunch. And then it was that kind of an experience, yeah. And so the trainer stood next to me, and she put one hand on the small of my back to support me in staying on my feet. And she put her other hand on my stomach to support me in keeping my lunch. And in the midst of all of the cacophony that was going on, of all of these people shouting at me, "Who are you?" she calmly said, "It's okay. You can let it out." And in that moment, for the first time in my life, in 41 years, I said and believed, "I am the one who gets to choose. I am the one who gets to decide. I am the one who is in charge of what my life looks like. No one else, me." In that moment, I found my voice. I claimed my voice, and my life was transformed. Now, I can't guarantee that anybody else who was in the room that day knew that the person who sat down was not the same person as the person who had stood up 5 minutes before that. Because quite frankly, I probably looked like a sweaty hot mess. But I knew that in claiming and finding my voice, that my life would never, ever be the same. And so, these are some of the effects of that transformational experience in the next 6 months. I was able to have an honest conversation with my husband about our relationship and our marriage, about how it hadn't been going well and that, you know, we just really weren't happy. And it became very clear in that conversation that it was time for us to go our separate ways and move forward with our lives apart. After that conversation happened, I was able to have a conversation with Ray, who had been my best friend and my biggest support and cheerleader for about 18 months at that point. We got to have the conversation about whether there was a possibility that maybe this wonderful friendship that we had could be something more. That was the time when I found unity, and you know, I walked in the door and joined about 2 seconds later because I knew that I had found my home. And it was also the time when, at one point, I was asked by Ray what my dreams were. And I was able to go back to that little closet in the back of my mind and pull out that little box that had all of the seeds of all of my dreams and aspirations and open it up and say, I have always dreamed that I would go to college, even though that's not something that was ever done in my family. And within 3 weeks, I was sitting in the first of many classrooms that led to me getting an associate's degree in child development and a bachelor's degree in psychology. And none of that could have happened had I not found my voice. And in the 14 years since then, what I have found is that every time I make a decision that changes my life, that decision is now made from a choice point, a place of decision, and a place of choosing to be in charge of what happens in my life. So I was able to say, when Ray told me that he was thinking about going to ministerial school, I was able to say, yes, I think you should go. And no, I'm not going to move to Kansas City with you. And I was able to say, yes, I think we should pursue this opportunity in Louisville, and I'm ready to move. But I was also able to say no to the opportunity in Austin, because I wasn't ready to move. And I was able to say no to the opportunity in Dallas because I was so clear that Spirit was leading us in another direction, that it was just not the right fit. So what I learned out of all of that, two things. First of all, your divine idea is always perfect. It is always right. It is always yours to manifest. But sometimes the way in which we're manifesting doesn't work, and we get to step back and try something else. I also learned that you cannot ever powerfully say yes until you can also powerfully say no. So planting the seeds of your own divine ideas in your own really good dirt allows you to be a participant in your life rather than an observer watching as someone else's divine ideas grow and flourish in the context that you've set. I'd like to read you a poem from Rilke's Book of Hours. I believe in all that has never yet been spoken. I want to free what waits within me, so that what no one has dared to wish for once spring clear without my contriving. If this is arrogant, God, forgive me, but this is what I want to say. May what I do flow from me like a river, no forcing and no holding back, the way it is with children. Then in these swelling and ebbing currents, these deepening tides, moving out, returning, I will sing you as no one ever has, streaming through widening channels into the open sea. So this is what I believe. I believe that we are all here for a divine purpose, that we all have divine ideas, that we are here to manifest. These ideas are ours, that they come to us through the divine mind to which we are always connected. And it's just, it's what we are here to do. So this is my prayer for all of us as we move forward to fulfill our divine purpose. Always be open to your divine ideas. Always be willing to say yes. Find your voice and claim it powerfully. Sing God as only you can sing God. And be good dirt. Namaste.
You can be amazing, you can turn a phrase into a weapon or a drug. You can be the outcast or be the backlash of somebody's lack of love. Or you can start speaking up. Nothing's gonna hurt you the way the words do when they settle beneath your skin. Kept on the inside and no sunlight, sometimes the shadow wins. But I wonder what will happen if you say what you wanna say and let the words fall out. Honestly, I wanna see you be brave with what you wanna say and let the words fall out. Honestly, I wanna see you be brave.
I just wanna see you.
I just wanna see you. I wanna see you. I wanna see you be brave. Just wanna see you. I just wanna see you.
I just wanna see you.
I wanna see you be brave. Everybody's been there, everybody's been stated down by the enemy. Fallen for the fear and don't disappear and bow down to the mighty. Don't run, stop holding your tongue. Maybe there's a way in that cage where you live. Maybe one of these days you can let your light in. Show me how big your brave is. Say what you wanna say and let the words fall out. Honestly, I wanna see you be brave with what you wanna say and let the words fall out. Honestly, I wanna see you be brave. And since your history won't do it any good, did you think it would?
Did you think it would?
Let your words be anything but empty. Why don't you tell the truth? Say what you wanna say and let the words fall out. Honestly, I wanna see you be brave with what you wanna say and let the words fall out. Honestly, I wanna see you be brave.
Just wanna see you.
Don't you know? I just wanna see you. Be brave.
To receive an offering, so I invite our ushers to come forth. And today, if you've been spiritually fed by the message, the lesson, the meditation, in any way, we invite you to make a gift to Unity Christ Church. Those of you that are streaming with us, we also invite you to make that gift to Unity Christ Church. So take your gift in your hand. Center yourself in this one presence, in this one power, God the good. Now affirm with me our church offertory blessing found in the order of service. Together, divine love flowing through me blesses and multiplies all that I give, all that I receive, and all that I am. And now silently. Thank you, God. Amen.
Told you lately that I love you. told you there's no one else above you. Oh, you fill my life with gladness. You seem to help me take away all my sadness, ease my troubles. That's what you do. The morning sun in all its glory helps me greet the day with hope and comfort too. You fill my life with laughter. You've helped me make me better, ease my troubles every day. That's what you do. Well, there's a love that's divine, and it's yours and it's mine, and don't you see it, it's shining like the sun. And at the end of the day, hey, let's give thanks and pray to the one we're gonna pray to, the one. Well, don't you know, I wanna tell you that I love you.
So let us take a moment and bless these tithes and these gifts and these offerings. We bless the gifts that's been received in the mail. We bless those participating in our consistent giving program, our unexpected income program. We bless all of these gifts, and we send them forth to fulfill our vision and mission, and that is truly to transform lives as we celebrate, honor, and affirm the divine presence in each and every person. Thank you. Thank you, God. And so it is. Amen. A couple of reminders. Next Sunday at 1 p.m. in the Fillmore Room upstairs is our quarterly town hall meeting. We certainly invite you to come and be a part of that meeting and find out a lot of what's going on here at Unity Christ Church. Also next week, we're beginning a new series, and one of the books that we're using in that series is The Quest for Meaning, Living a Life of Purpose, Living a Life of Meaning. And this is by Jim Rosemergie, and Jim will be our guest the last Sunday in June as we conclude the series. So we invite you to come back and be a part of this. I hear children out there. Let's bring them to stand and bring them in, okay?
Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day.
So if you want to connect with your inner child, we are looking for volunteers for this summer to come and play with us. We're going to be using Nemo as a metaphysical explanation, so it's going to be a lot of fun, and we're looking for people to sign up for maybe 3 Sundays, and there's a sign-up sheet in the garden court.
Thank you. Thank you. Let us know together. Let's thank these volunteers first. Let's do that. Thank you. Let us know together our prayer for protection and our peace song. Together we know that the light of God surrounds us, the love of God enfolds us, the power of God protects us, the presence of God watches over us. Wherever we are, and all is well.
There is peace on earth, and it has begun.
Klinger for helping with music today from the women's group. You know,
we know that there's always tomorrow. To lean on me,
lean on me
when you're not strong. I'll be your friend,
yes, I will.
I'll help you carry on. For it won't be long till I'm gonna need somebody to lean on. Please swallow your pride if I have things you need to borrow for. I'm right up the road and I'll share your load if you just call me. You just call on me, brother, when you need a hand. We all need somebody to lean on. Said I just might have a problem that you'll understand. We all need somebody to lean on. Lean on me when you're not strong, and I'll be your friend. Said I would, I'll help you carry on. For it won't be long till I'm gonna need somebody to lean on. You just call me when you need a friend. Call me.
I will call you
anytime, anywhere.
Anytime.
Call me. Oh, call me. Why don't you just call? Ooh, come on,
don't be afraid to call me. I'll be right there in a hurry. One more time,
won't you call me?
Different. Yeah. What? Hello, Missy.